This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's on Your Mind for another hour. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you for listening. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. You got K-Fire 550, five states, two Canadian provinces. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains. The mothership of the What's on Your Mind radio network, KTGO, booming to the Bakken. Fighting the Biden folks every day. For energy security. You got a Biden administration wants to help pipelines be built, Russia to Germany, and shutting down pipelines here. You got a Biden administration wants to shut down federal lands here. And besides the North Dakota Land Board, the biggest enemy of the oil and gas industry is obviously the Biden administration. Government is the biggest impediment right now to oil and gas national security independence. It's unbelievable. KLTC and Dickinson, iHeart Media apps, our apps on the websites. Tomorrow on the program, for a full hour, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, America's freedom governor. Freedom governor. You have freedom. You decide. You have freedom. A school board shouldn't decide for you. The federal government shouldn't decide for you. You need to show your vaccination card. Kristi Noem tomorrow on the program. Also later today, after the show, on our website's Conversations with Dr. Paul Lawrence, President Trump's Undersecretary for Veterans Affairs. Are we listening to the veterans of Afghanistan? We'll dig into that. Clint Romache will also join us. Medal of Honor winner for his actions in battle in Afghanistan in 2009. Author of Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. Former United States Army soldier, and we can claim him now. He lives in North Dakota. Clint Romache, great book. Great. He, by the way, serves as a veteran on the advisory committee, the Veterans Advisory Committee for Senator Kevin Cramer. That's after the show today. Don't want to miss that. Brought to you by our friends at Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better. What's for lunch today? Well, you can go meatloaf dinner in Harwood or Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, or Valley City French Dip Sandwich. It's so good. Chicken Fettuccine West at Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast Tater Tot Hot Dish. Oh, is that good. 12th Avenue and I-29. Vegetable Lasagna in Glendon today. Beef Tips in Euland. Petroserve USA. Fountain Pop any size all month, 49 cents. 4 for $4 deal everywhere. Petroserve USA. A legendary radio station in these parts, WCCO. Been a part of the Minnesota State Fair for about as long as I've been alive. Like 50 years, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They've gone woke.
Yep.
They've gone woke.
Yeah. I saw my buddy John Hines was trying to defend the decision.
He's defending the decision of WCCO?
Yeah, not to be there.
Oh, but by the way, the decision is that, despite the Minnesota State Fair saying, you know what, we're going to ask that you be vaccinated, we're going to be asking you to mask up if you don't, because they didn't put COVID police at the gates, WCCO said, we can't be there.
Can't be there. Can't do it.
You know, masking's not enough, social distancing's not enough, vaccinations aren't enough.
Even though you can stay distance all the way to your broadcast booth, and your broadcast booth is enclosed, you can't do that?
You can't make it up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all this with a radio town hall for most of this next hour with a candidate for governor in Minnesota, a doctor who's been a warrior on health freedom. Dr. Scott Jensen joins us after we chat with Anita in Bismarck, because she's been waiting a long time to tell us what she wants to tell us. Anita, go!
Hi. I am just wondering how many North Dakotans are in Afghanistan. Do we have any idea? I feel so helpless. I want to help, but there's absolutely probably nothing I can do except pray. And so I just thought it would be helpful to know that.
I don't know the number. I know that Senator Cramer told us just now. Senator Hovind said to us this week. Congressman Armstrong told us yesterday their offices are dealing with a lot. And I don't know if that means tens, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, but a lot, family members here who have family members there, okay? And we also know the Biden administration, because it's turned into a mess, is flying people into Air Force bases and then vetting them there and deciding where do they have family members. But I think praying is the most important thing you can do right now, Anita. This is a mess. It's a man-made mess. It is a consequence of an election where people didn't pay attention and were mad about mean tweets and stupid things, and now we're in the mess we're in. I don't believe Joe Biden won the election. I believe we'll figure that out at some point. But in the meantime, we follow the Constitution. We let the 10th Amendment work. States have got to figure this out. Arizona just did. Michigan's trying. Pennsylvania's trying. Maybe we'll know more. I believe all we can do is pray. We've had folks on the program this week that are doing everything in their power to get people out. They say they don't need more resources. They need more time. Joe Biden did give it to them. It's a mess. So keep praying, Anita. Yeah. Your heart's in the right place on this, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Did you see that the LA Times is reporting the San Diego area school students? There's at least 24 students and 16 parents from the Cajon Valley in San Diego that are stranded there.
Stranded. By the way,
LA Times is reporting that right now. After taking a trip for summer vacation to Afghanistan.
Jen Teriyaki, what's her name? The White House.
Saki, yeah. Saki, whatever.
Suzuki?
No, Saki.
It's Saki. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she was the one who went on vacation in the middle of this mess.
Yeah.
She said the other day, stranded. You can't say stranded, Fox. Wagged her finger at the young douchey boy.
Yeah.
You can't say that. Nobody's stranded. Oh, tell that to the families of the California children and the parents stranded in Afghanistan on a summer trip.
Yep.
Can't make it up.
The airport.
All right. Your questions, your comments, welcome. Ryan is on the road already ready to ask for our guest, Dr. Scott Jensen, who's brave enough to be at the Minnesota State Fair today. Dr. Jensen, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you? I'm glad to have you back on, sir. We appreciate it very much. We appreciate your warrior spirit for health freedom, for getting the facts out there, and also for sacrificing of your practice and your family in being a candidate for the governor of Minnesota. Let's talk about that first. How's it coming?
Happened that you could never have dreamt. And we certainly experienced that in our campaign. Had someone told us that in less than 6 months after our launch, we would be on our way to raising $1 million and doing something that's unprecedented, having some 70,000 people join our email team and have almost 2,000 people sign up to be a delegate for us, have almost 500,000 people follow us on the various social media platforms, I would have been astonished and said, I don't see how that could happen. And yet, that's exactly what's happened. So I think there's an energy, there's an electricity behind the campaign. And I don't think that comes necessarily from the candidate. I think it comes from the convictions that we're communicating. I'm not the greatest communicator, but I can do a decent job. But I think what matters is that what I'm communicating about is coming from the hearts and minds of Minnesotans and Americans across the land. This is what they're thinking, and they're driving my spirit and my tenacity every day.
And, you know, isn't that a novel concept for someone considering public office, that you listen to the hearts and minds of people?
Right.
It is so rare anymore. You know, I got a lecture from the governor's office yesterday about somebody daring to call and suggest that the Department of Health should give some guidance on ivermectin use in North Dakota. And I was told, please, please, please tell people not to use this because they could end up in the hospital. And I could drive to Grand Forks today and end up at the hospital right from a car accident. I mean, there's the lectures, I'm so done with the lectures. I'm so appreciative of people like you that at least say, hey, wait a minute. I'm a doctor. Here's some things you ought to consider. Talk to your doctor. Make a decision. But no government official should ever make healthcare decisions for us, Dr. Jensen, should they?
No, they shouldn't. And we've never done this before. I've used the example frequently of the Legionnaires outbreak. I think it was in 1976 when in Philadelphia, the American Legion convention ended and people went home. And over the next few days, people were getting terribly sick, respiratory illness, full-blown pneumonia. And what happened was doctors across the nation treated their patients as best they could, and patients were dying. And what we were doing wasn't working. But we didn't sit around waiting for the government to tell us what we could and could not do. We didn't wait around for some emergency use authorization, we started trying different things. And a couple doctors said, well, the way this Legionnaires' pneumonia behaves, let's try an old-fashioned antibiotic called erythromycin. And that really turned the tide. All of a sudden, people weren't dying. They were recovering. But the message from that story is that patients and doctors worked together, and they found an answer. And it almost took another year to isolate the bacteria that was causing this pneumonia and the deaths. Now we're in a situation where we're being told that doctors can't have those conversations with patients. In Minnesota, Governor Walz stopped pharmacies from dispensing the medications that I would write for in March of 2020 if I wrote for hydroxychloroquine. 4 or 5 months later, he rescinded that executive order without ever explaining it. Never have we seen government go so deep into the weeds, telling physicians and patients, you don't get to determine what your health care will look like.
And this is we've seen this movie before. We've seen the role of government before in our nation's history, and other governments. Wars have been fought over this. It's unbelievable. More with Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor of Minnesota, but a practicing doctor. Been a warrior on health freedom. More with him after this, and your calls welcome to What's on Your Mind.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Say, tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Pipers. So many things happening at Pipers. Land auctions, machinery auctions. This one caught my eye. It's actually not until October, a little bit of the month away, and October 7th through the 14th. It is a online-only resort auction. Here you go, Kev. Kev's Resort and Bears Den Golf Course. This is the Timber Lane Resort and Bears Den Golf Course at Park Rapids. It's 156 acres, plus 40 acres of future development land. There's open houses coming up the 28th and 29th, so that's a couple of days away. 10 to 4 on the 28th, 10 until 3 on the 29th. If you go to pipers.com, it's right on the front page. Beautiful Long Lake, Park Rapids, Minnesota. Long Lake's like long, 10 miles long. Excellent population of walleye and panfish. But this property, oh my gosh, pine and hardwood trees, meticulously maintained grounds. The cabanas, the cottages are modern, well-maintained. Two large fieldstone fireplaces in the Grand Lodge, the pool tables, the team room, the snack bar. I mean, it's like bringing you back to your childhood. Tennis courts, in-ground swimming pool. Oh, my gosh. And then they have a Bears Den golf course with wide fairways and best-cared-for greens in Minnesota. Holy buckets, is this a fabulous property. Check it out at Pipers.com, Pipers.com. Call them for a catalog, 877-700-4099.
You know what? This will work out perfect, too, because I'm planning to win the Powerball Saturday.
There you go.
Over $300 million.
Right,
so I figure,
yeah.
You know, or, as good as any.
Or you could get the down payment from the contest going on at Bar 9.
There
now.
You
heard
go.
About this? Everybody's all fired up about
yep.
that? Yeah. All right. Back with Dr. Scott Jensen. I'm going to go to a call waiting to talk about the vaccine mandates here. Ryan on the road for Dr. Jensen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I love your guys' platform, what you do, allowing us to call in and give our opinions on things. I have a couple, actually, questions. The first one is, what test are they using to actually determine that it's a Delta variant? Because I was told that there's not an actual test to determine or differentiate between the two. And then my other point is, I guess this isn't quite a question, but the vaccine mandates issue, is this not a form of discrimination? Because, like, if there was a business that checked people when they're coming in and they said, hey, did you get the vaccine? And they say, yes. Then they'd be like, oh, no, you can't come in. Like, that would be discrimination. So is this not also a form of discrimination? And then my last point that I wanted to kind of ask about is this vaccine. I don't know all that much about it, but when they say get the vaccine to protect others, is when you get the vaccine, it's not like a force field just goes around you and all of a sudden the virus can't get to your body. Like, you're still exposed to the virus and it still goes into your sinuses and your throat and stuff like that. You just don't react to the virus the same way you would. So why are they mandating the vaccine to protect others when you're still going to be transmitting it for a certain amount of time, regardless?
A lot of good questions there, Dr. Jensen.
Okay, I think there were three questions there. So let's see if we can start at the top. Well, actually, let's start at the last one. Why are we mandating this vaccine when you can still get the vaccine and transmit and just simply go ahead and protect yourself? Vaccines come in different shapes and sizes and efficacies. If you look at tetanus, with tetanus, we vaccinate people with a toxoid so that if the actual tetanus toxin gets into our system, the antibodies go after that toxin real quickly because we've been vaccinating with a toxoid that created the antibodies. So we don't have that situation with this respiratory virus with COVID-19. So you're right. You will potentially get the disease and you'll be able to react so quickly that it won't be able to cause the havoc. So yes, you could transmit it. You might transmit it to others. But the bottom line is, presumably, if you've gotten the vaccine, then you will not be able to, or you won't get the severe disease that would land you in the hospital and put you towards death. So I think you make a very good point. If you're vaccinated, your immune system should be able to have a quick response, a rapid fire response, and keep you from getting real ill. If you look at the Israel studies, it looks like relatively quickly now with the Delta variant, we're seeing that immunity drop off fairly quickly. I think within 6 months, the antibody levels dropped down to 16% of where they've been. So this is why people are saying, well, it's 6 months effective, things like that. To the question regarding how do we check for the Delta variant, we don't. We check for COVID. Those are the test kits. The way you test for the Delta variant is when you sequence the bases. And this is typically done in a laboratory. So if a COVID surge is going through a community, you might have a laboratory say, well, we're going to grow out the viral culture and we're going to sequence maybe, they won't sequence every one of them. They'll maybe take out of 10,000 cases, maybe they'll sequence 100 of them. And in that 100, they'll find that 85% are the Delta variant, meaning that there's a certain sequence of bases that cause it to be, quote, the Delta variant with a certain number of mutations that are associated with the Delta variant. But they're not testing in the clinics and the hospitals and the drive-up tests for the Delta variant. They're testing for COVID. I think that's important. And then I think there was a third question in there, Scott. What was the third question?
Yeah, help me, Ryan, because I think he touched on both of
those. It was about people mandating, you know, you have to be vaccinated to be able to come into our business, or you have to be vaccinated to work here. You know,
yes.
What if someone wants to say, oh, if you come in here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it's an important question, so thank you for reminding me. You're asking, is it discrimination? Absolutely it is. Let's just take these numbers. If 75% of whites are vaccinated and 25% of blacks are vaccinated, and you say you can't come in here, and the blacks and the whites are both making their decisions based on thoughtful, logical considerations, you are making a very clear distinction that we are going to discriminate against the black population. I've talked with Prince and Cedric. I've done talk shows. I've talked with many people. This idea of telling people that the reason they're choosing to not vaccinate is because they're not up to the scientific challenge of understanding is wrong in so many ways. It's frankly immoral. But then when you take that phenomenon, that difference in perspective, and you use it to drive who can do this and who can't, who can get on an airplane and who can't, you are absolutely discriminating. You're discriminating on one basis, but it quickly becomes racial discrimination. So I think that minorities should be up in arms because the minorities have every right to make their own decision just as anyone else does.
Ryan, great questions.
Yeah, I got one more question that I kind of thought of as you were answering that. Kind of back to your point about the mandate for vaccines and how the people that got the vaccine are protected, not necessarily the other people around them. What about people that have had COVID already, and then they're trying to mandate them to get vaccinated also?
That is one thing a lot of people ask, and we're going to have to save your answer for the other side of the break here. So, Ryan, stay tuned for that answer. But, you know, for instance, in healthcare, employment condition, you must have the vaccine. What if I've had COVID? What if I have natural antibodies? The response we hear back when asking that question with healthcare professionals and the folks that run the show is that doesn't mean you're not going to get the virus again. So love your answer on that, Dr. Jensen, when we come back. And, Ryan, thanks for great questions. Others, welcome. 258-0550. Text the new number, 237-1590.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have some breaking news this hour. The Pentagon is reporting there's been a large explosion outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. The Abbey Gate at the airport is where the explosion took place. The White House was warning of an imminent threat hours ago and warned everyone around the Kabul Airport to leave the area. An offshoot of ISIS called ISIS-K, the K being their province in Afghanistan, was a group identified with the early warning. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells Fox News what he thinks is the new power structure in Kabul.
Siraj Haqqani is the number two person in the Taliban, the military commander who just put together this massive campaign. He is in charge of security in Kabul now, and what the Haqqani network does is provide a bridge between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Those two organizations are completely intertwined.
Again, there's been an explosion outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We live in troubled times. There's no other way to describe the times in which we live. Somebody earlier called and said, what can I do besides pray? Well, that's the most important thing. I would say right up with that would be flying the flag. Flying the flag. I mean, just know that a lot has happened under that flag. And we are blessed to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, no matter who is president, no matter what is happening on the local stage, on the world stage, whatever, we are. And that flag is our best defense against all these assaults on freedom, all this tyranny that you see everywhere. It really is. Call my friend Jim the Flagpole Guy right now, 701-571-FLAG. You might not get that flag in yet this year because he is so busy with so many patriots. And he doesn't just put a flagpole up. It's all about the setting the scene and getting it just right and the right layout, the right design, the right plan. But you'll be first in line for next year. And if you want to put your own flagpole up, you get you the kit. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, a true patriot, a godly man. He's one of us. He's one of us. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. He's coming for Charlie Kirk next Thursday. That's right. Maybe we'll get Charlie Kirk talking about Jim the Flagpole Guy.
There you go.
I shouldn't tell you this on the air, but Charlie Kirk just ordered a Chevy Suburban from North Dakota's home for Chevy. He wanted a Suburban, couldn't get one anywhere. Lo and behold, he's in queue to get one in a few months from the folks at Puckledge.
There you go.
So when you got a problem, you come to a North Dakota Chevy deal. You get it done. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckledge. Charlie Kirk endorsed. How about that? Okay, back with Dr. Scott Jensen. Ryan had a great question. One more question from Ryan, and then a bunch of others pouring in here. Dr. Jensen?
Okay, the question that Ryan is asking is, it's got two pieces to it. First, when government and epidemiologic bureaucrats started to say that herd immunity didn't involve those folks who had had COVID and recovered, that was one more huge wedge driven between the people. People who were thoughtful and understood herd immunity know that that's a lie. That herd immunity always involves two subsets of people. It's the people that you vaccinate effectively and the people who have gotten the disease and recovered. So what is the data? Well, the data just recently released from Israel indicates that vaccinated individuals have a 27 times greater likelihood of having symptomatic COVID than those folks who have developed natural immunity. Let me just say that again.
Wow.
Fully vaccinated people have a 2,700 times chance of getting symptomatic COVID than people who have had the disease and recovered naturally. And this makes sense. Then the other question might come would be, at what rate are we seeing antibody fall off in the vaccinated population? Some studies indicate that literally you can see 40% reduction per month. That's why a recent study came out and showed that if you were vaccinated in February, in July, your antibody level had dropped down to 16% of what it had been at its peak. It had dropped down to 16% of what it had been. So then the narrative when it comes to vaccine passports has to be this. So let me understand. We've got a vaccine that isn't working as well as we want it to. Mayo Clinic has said that. Moderna said that. Pfizer said that. Israel said that. United Kingdom has said that. And it's maybe only 42% effective against the Delta variant, according to Mayo Clinic, and dropping. But you want me to get the vaccine, even if I've had the disease and recovered naturally and have a robust response, if you will, having involved many epitopes on spike protein and other parts of the COVID particle.
And I will take it, even
though it's not going to do anything for me.
Yeah, no, I think you're raising a good point. And what's insane to me is the fact that you're not allowed to make that decision. You're shamed into the vaccination. You don't come to that family reunion. And, you know, government spending zillions of dollars, with all kinds of propaganda on billboards and ads. You must get it. You must get it. You must get it. And if you don't, you're bad. You know, your shot of hope, they call it. Now, I also hear an argument from healthcare and people we trust at Sanford Health say 90% of those hospitalized right now in North Dakota were not vaccinated. 98% of the deaths were not vaccinated. So they would argue your best chance of not getting it is the vaccine. And they now say, acknowledging that the numbers are plummeting first in Israel and coming here of the effectiveness of the vaccine, that's why the booster shot is necessary. What do you say to those two conclusions from the healthcare community, Dr. Jensen?
I think we've got to acknowledge that the vaccine is a game changer. I mean, for many people that are at high risk of this disease, the vulnerable, getting the vaccine, while it may have complications and risks associated with it, being able to avoid severe disease, hospitalization, and death is a game changer. So that's why I would guess that 90% of my patients that are elderly and high risk have been vaccinated. But it still has to come down to individual choice. Because once we get to that population of people under the age of 30, you're talking about people who statistically, if they get COVID, have a 0% chance of dying from it. Now, yes, people will die from it, but if you look at the big number and you run the statistics, the actual risk is 0%, 0.00054, I think. But nevertheless, I don't think we should denigrate what the vaccine can offer. It's disappointing that it's not as effective against the Delta variant as we had hoped. So for me, I don't tell people, don't get the vaccine. I tell people, you get to choose. As a physician, I tell my patients, in whatever you choose, I will stand by you, but I will try to give them information. If you take the vaccine, your risk of dying, if you're perhaps in the vulnerable elderly group, your risk of dying from the vaccine is maybe 1 in 50,000. If you get COVID-19 and you're in that vulnerable group, your risk of dying may be 1 in 100. So there's no question the vaccine has a real place. But I think we have to have honest intellectual discussions, and we can't be shaming. We will come across these kinds of things again. There are so many counterintuitive arguments being put out there that people are just exhausted from the argument.
Oh, yeah, and count me among them.
Trust is being broken on multiple levels.
Yeah, trust is being broken is the key phrase there, Dr. Jensen. And who was the trust broken by? I believe it was broken by government. I believe it was broken by Tony Fauci. I believe it was by Tim Walz, the man you want to replace as governor of Minnesota, prime example. I mean, he has stoked more fear in people because of these press conferences where he acts like he's the expert. And other governors have done the same thing, and they think they know best for us. And people say, I don't know who to trust. On every level. Is the election real? What happened there? What's going on in Arizona? Wait a minute, Pennsylvania. Wait a minute, Arizona. Whoa. You know, I mean, the lack of trust, FDA being a prime example. Now already people are saying, yeah, they didn't go through the normal FDA process. They didn't do that. I mean, don't you think government is the reason we don't trust and we're in this fear echo chamber right now?
I think you're absolutely right. I think we've had these dramatic turnabouts in government and bureaucrats. And each time there's this turnabout, trust goes down. That's why when I spoke up 15 months ago and said, hey, when you tell us to do death certificates like we've never done them before, and you're massaging and coaching us so that we'll be using COVID in situations where clearly COVID did not cause the death, trust was fractured. When Fauci and Osterholm then flipped totally on masks and said, going from no masks to masks are the cure all, trust was fractured. When lockdowns occurred and they kept doing them, the trust was fractured. When the first lockdown didn't let you get a haircut, but the second lockdown did, and there was no science to demonstrate the evidence for that, trust was fractured. When the vaccines initially were coming out and people said, why would you get this fast track vaccine? That's what Biden said, because President Trump was president. And then when Biden became president, why aren't you not getting the vaccine? Trust is fractured. We have had multiple turnabouts from government and bureaucrats. They've been the ones. They talk about conspiracy theories. They've planted the conspiracy theories because they are doing turnabouts whenever it's convenient for their narrative.
Let me ask you about the therapies before I go to more calls and texts here. This is another area where, again, government has put the fear of God in you. I mentioned yesterday that Governor Burgum was on the program, North Dakota governor, and he was asked specifically about his Department of Health and what they give in the way of guidance on ivermectin. And the listener had asked a month or so ago and not gotten a response. The governor said, we'll check it out, I'll get back to you. They actually did get us an answer, and they basically said, no, they don't give guidance on taking ivermectin, as in they don't tell you to take ivermectin, and please, please, please tell people not to take it because they can end up in the hospital. I know other doctors that say there are issues there, there's liver things there, and other people that it's worked for them. Same thing with look what took Donald Trump off the mat when his oxygen numbers were dropping and this antibody infusion or whatever you call that, it worked. But we demonize the therapies. First on ivermectin. Should that be demonized?
No, ivermectin should not be demonized. My wife is a veterinarian. We have had mutual careers walking parallel paths. We frequently talk about the crossover between medicines being used for animals and medicines being used for humans. I have known for years that good, solid insulin products that are used for pets are available for humans over the counter at a much cheaper cost. We, Mary and I, both use antiparasitic drugs for my patients, her clients. I've been out to Kalamazoo, Michigan. People should know that the process by which drugs are made for the veterinary profession are no different than for humans. I mean, it's not as if they say, oh, well, we can go ahead and let fungus and mold and bacteria contaminate the product that's being made. That's not the way it happens. So I think when government forces people into looking into alternatives, they will do so. Shoot them out. Look at what we've done with Viagra. When the American government didn't do anything to help people who wanted to use Viagra Cialis, what did people do? They went to Canada. Instead of spending $70 a tablet, they got it for $6. People are ingenious, and they should be. They're industrious, and they will do what they need to do. They're going to go out and get ivermectin paste, and they're going to figure out how much surface area you have to cover to get a certain amount of milligrams absorbing through the skin. They will do that. That information's on the internet. Government doesn't create people. People create government. And government is overreaching now when they try to tell us how to live our lives. We get to choose. We get to take herbs and supplements that may not be good for us. We may take fish oil, and fish oil may have adverse effects for us in terms of increasing our risk of prostate cancer. But we get to choose.
Joe and Harvey, question for our guest, Dr. Scott Jensen. Go, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I have a 16-year-old daughter that works in the nursing home. She's already tested positive for COVID. Her symptoms were super, wouldn't have even known she had COVID other than she had to get tested for her job. Perfectly fine immune system. Now to keep her job, she has to get vaccinated. And I don't really consider this a vaccine when you have to take a booster shot every 6 to 9 months. We don't call the flu shot a vaccine. I'd like your take on that, please.
All right. That's a good question. Joey and Harvey, hang on. Dan in Rapid City right behind with another vaccine question, and the texts are pouring in, too, at 237-1590. This good man wants to be the governor of Minnesota. Talk about a breath of fresh air. Dr. Scott Jensen, he'll be at the State Fair today. We've asked the State Fair, hey, can we take WCCO spot? We'll come down. We'll have Minnesota broadcasters that aren't afraid. Hey, come on, let's do this. More with Dr. Jensen after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, new and used Buicks, GMCs, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them with any questions, 701-214-6372, and online at schwannbuickgmc.com. Free money everywhere. 0% money, 72 months, pretty much on everything. I know. Free money's good. Schwann Buick GMC.
Look for that big Jim the Flagpole guy flag, right? Smack dab in the middle of the lot in Mandan.
Yep. Can't miss it.
Hey, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Texter says, please thank Dr. Jensen for coming on your show. His voice is truly needed. I'll do me, you do you. Enough of fear-mongering on both sides. Enough of dividing Americans on every issue. Boy,
amen.
Couldn't have said that any better. This we don't talk about health private health things, you know, and run around shaming people. Oh, my gosh. All right, Joey and Harvey had a question about his daughter's 16 nursing home, and, of course, we have now a wave of healthcare facilities demanding, you know, as a condition of employment that there is a vaccine. I will say Sanford Health, the largest here, has said very clearly religious exemptions and health reasons are taken seriously. They struggle with the I have antibodies, I've had it, because they still see waves of people getting it, but... and by the way, my full disclosure, my wife is a home health care worker, and she too believes that they're the patients at the top of the org chart. And, you know, you talked earlier about vulnerable people, elderly people, people in the health compromised situations. They want to feel safe when they have health care workers around them, too. What's your take on Joey's question here with his daughter and this overall situation, Dr. Jensen?
Several things come to mind. First off, so your daughter had the disease and arguably is, if you will, immune. But regardless, theoretically, everybody in that facility who's vulnerable would have been vaccinated, which should protect them from severe disease or death. They may get an asymptomatic bout of it. They may transmit, but they're protected. Everybody should be protected. So in that way, you would have that kind of herd immunity that you would want. So on that basis, I don't think it makes sense. But on a bigger perspective, what I would say to this gentleman is your story is gut-wrenching, it's heartbreaking, and it's across the nation. And it's going to be one of the lasting legacies of what we did wrong with this pandemic. The same people we elevated a year and a half ago as frontline workers, heroes, who put their life on the line when there was no vaccine, when nobody had had it and recovered it to speak of. Now we're telling them, we'll fire you if you don't do what we tell you. The legacy that I worry about is what we've done to these heroes of the day, what we've done to the children in telling four-year-old that they have to wear masks and walk around with their hands in front of them like some sort of zombie walk, and what we've done to the elderly vulnerable that died alone because of our horrific lock-in the patient policies and lock out the families. These are the legacy pieces that we will live with for decades.
And it's so tragic and so true. What's your take on masks? There's a lot of mask shaming going on now, bullying schools into saying you must do a mask mandate. You must. This is the only way you'll stop the spread. Do we have enough data to suggest that the masks do anything in stopping the spread of COVID-19?
Well, the fracture is occurring. We're seeing more and more data. A study just came out within the last couple of days. I think it was maybe out of Washington State. But they're showing that people who are wearing the cotton masks, these relatively inconsequential masks, indeed are maybe getting 10% of the potential viral load filtered out, but 90% is getting through. There was even some concern that large particles through the mask filtration process might even be broken up into smaller particles that could be more problematic. We're starting to see it. We've seen the data. I was always mystified and disgusted with the fact that the data we got from 2002 with SARS-CoV-1 through 2019 was literally overnight thrown under the bus, dismissed as not valid once Fauci and Osterholm came out in April and said, gotta wear masks. We have been so arrogant about what we thought in 2020 and 2021, the studies that had been done by OSHA people, by physicists, by physical, chemical people, it was just unbelievable. We didn't even make distinctions between N95 masks properly fitted versus N95 masks versus cotton masks versus kerchiefs versus shields. We should be astounded at how we have thrown science down at the altar of panic.
Unbelievable. Dan in Rapid City, question for Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor in Minnesota, thank God, and a voice of reason on health freedom here. Dan, go ahead for the doc.
Okay, thank you, doctor. This ties into the earlier discussion on natural immunity, and little background here. My daughter was pretty sure she had COVID early on in the pandemic, got pretty sick. So after the fact, she was tested and the antibodies were positive, so she was pretty sure she had it. Well, she got a lot of pressure saying, well, you still need the shot, so she got it. And it was pretty much like she just got hit with COVID again. She worse than before. She lost her taste, smell, and this was quickly.
Dan, I'm going to have to, because we have just literally 20 seconds left before the music starts, give Dr. Jensen a chance to weigh in on what you have told us here.
I think that this story that that you're sharing is common, and it's all over. I think that if she has antibodies, she has that, which a person who doesn't have antibodies gets vaccinated for.
Dr. Jensen, good luck at the State Fair today. Good luck shaking hands, kissing babies, and being a warrior on this front. We appreciate you. Look forward to having you back and up in this neck of the woods soon.
Thank you.
Dr. Scott Jensen, get on that team, folks. By the way, we now know the casualties in Kabul are racking up at the airport. Sad deal. Complex attack, intelligence tells us.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaug with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Piper's.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.